episode 28, Extensions to Chrome. I said at the last podcast that we would look at extensions to your Chromebook. Actually, it's really extensions to Chrome. And there are many, many extensions that you can find which can enhance and give accessibility and further help to you. So on this podcast, we'll look at how you can find them and how you can get them, and also what are really good extensions for a range of reasons. So if you want to find them, you can go to Chrome:web, which will give you the Chrome Web Store. And the Chrome Web Store has many, many different apps. Or you can go Chrome:\apps, or iChrome extension, which is another way of looking at it and finding it as well. So many different ways that you can go to. Also, if you go down to the three dots at the top right of Google, you will find also that under More Tools, there is a list of current extensions that are on your machine. And with that, you can then find the kind of extensions that you want to use at a particular time. It has this facility to either switch them on or off, or remove them if you find them not very useful. So my first one that I find extremely useful is Accessibility Insights for Web. This actually looks at any website and tells you anything that is needed to be changed or to be adapted. Very useful if you're a developer or a web builder or a programmer. Also, there is an app extension that launches all your apps, and that's under App Launcher, which will give you that on your desktop, on your Chrome web address area. App Writer Cloud is the cloud version of App Writer. One of the we had a podcast about that fairly recently. Also, there are other ones like Clara Read Chrome, which also speaks out any website to you. So there's text-to-speech. And Color Enhancer, which is a customized color filter applied to web pages to improve color perception. Color Enhancer. And then, of course, if you're a Dragon user, you could have Dragon Web Extension, which comes as part of your kit when you have Dragon installed on your PC or MacBook. It will then come up with that extension to add to your collection. And you can then look at different tools that you can use, like Google Keep, which you can then add to any notes on the fly. One I do use occasionally is Google Scholar button, which is a quick way to get to any of my documents that way. And then there are ones that can be extremely useful again. Voice in voice typing, which allow you to input any speech to text into any document. And also it allows you to be able to input that as your natural means of input beyond Google Doc voice typing. If you use Twitter and you use it a lot, then TweetDeck is another tool that can enable you to track and trace all your Twitter feeds live as it comes in. And then, of course, there are extensions like Read and Write for Google Chrome, which allow that full toolbox of tools that come to support somebody who struggles with recording. You may have dyslexia or other things that would cause you to find that difficult. If you're into QR codes, then there is one called Browser Utilities, which will give you a QR code generator and a short link which is quite useful if you want to create QR codes on the fly, because it isn't a difficult skill to really do that. I'm just going through my list of ones. There's also a grammar speller checker from Ginger. I use Ginger software a lot for accuracy of my text. And you can also have various helpful things that will give you discounts at stores like Honey. Sometimes I have a personal page that I like to use, which contains all my Chrome tools, called iChrome, and it produces a tab that comes up when you load your machine and puts in that. Many different things. Also, if you have been following our podcast, you will know about LightKey, which is a predictive typer for Gmail, WhatsApp, Web, LinkedIn Messenger, Yahoo Mail, and Outlook Mail. That could be useful to you. And a LinkedIn extension that lights up with new notification counts whenever your new activity is waiting for you. Natural Reader is a good one as well, and it's a smart text-to-speech that allows you to listen to web pages and Google Docs. You can also have an Office extension to view and use your documents online, and an OneNote web clipper, which allows you to take sections of any page and put them into your OneNote files. If you're a Padlet user, again, we haven't featured this screen sharing tool, then certainly you could try Padlet Mini. Or if you're Pinterest or Peartree, which is again a kind of visual database, if you want to have those tools ready, you can have them switched on and enable you to put together into those packages very quickly any pages that you come across. I'm also a really strong user of sticky notes, and you can have a sticky note extension that you can use to create your notes, important details, on the fly. And I use that in meetings quite considerably, so that I can take notes at the time and put them in. Very helpful. Sometimes a virtual keyboard, which is full screen on virtual keyboard for touch devices, that could be very helpful to you. And if you use and want to capture video, there's Video Download Helper as well. Voice Control for Chrome is an extension that allows you to search and use voice to search things. And a Zoom scheduler, if you like that kind of thing as well. This has been an extremely long podcast, but thank you for maintaining listening with this. I've covered a great deal of the apps that I've found useful. So do have fun. All of them are free and can be downloaded onto any machine via your Chrome web browser. Thank you for listening to this week's podcast.